So in general, illusory body means the indestructible wind or very subtle wind appearing in the aspect of a deity, meaning the deity's body. Okay. Why is it called illusory? Because it resembles a magician's creation and it lacks inherent existence. So therefore, Buddha called it illusion body or illusory body. Okay. So what is the illusory body of the third stage? Maybe I should say this as well. The illusory body, you know how this goes, has two parts. Okay. Generally known as, one is called the impure illusory body. Venerable Geshe doesn't use the term here. He's calling it the illusory body of the third stage. But most often, it's referred to as the impure illusory body, and then there's the pure illusory body. Okay, so what does this mean? So we should understand that once we've attained ultimate example clear light, the second stage of completion stage, which means we have a fully qualified clear light of great bliss, realizing emptiness by means of a generic image. Okay. In that same session as we arise, then the indestructible wind or very subtle wind, which is the mount for that realization, for the mind, the realization of ultimate example clear light, okay, will transform into the aspect of the deity's body, white in color, Haruka or Vajagini, white in color. Okay, so the illusory body of the third stage could be defined as the indestructible wind, which is the mount for the realization of ultimate example clear light appearing in the aspect of the deity. I'm sorry. There's no way to like say like these words are like so careful. If you leave one out, it loses its meaning. I'm not trying to overwhelm us with words. I'm not. because we have to be able to distinguish each from the next. So this is why we just have to be patient. And gradually, it just comes through familiarity. But we know that the indestructible mind is associated with, mounted upon, its indestructible wind. So now our indestructible mind, which is our very subtle mind, or when manifest, clear light mind, okay, has now accomplished its great bliss, realizing emptiness by means of a generic image. This is a second stage of completion stage. We're like gaining high realizations now. And then what naturally arises, like no extra effort, is that essentially in that same meditation, in that same session, then as we arise from meditation, we will attain the impure illusory body. We shouldn't be fooled by the word impure. Like this gross body we have here is definitely an impure form. It's the nature of suffering. It's even though it's called impure, it's not like this gross body impure. It's actually a divine body. So then why is it called impure? Well, because it's the substance of the wind that is the mount for ultimate example clear light. Ultimate example clear light, because we're realizing emptiness by means of a generic image, we haven't abandoned the delusion obstructions yet. So therefore it's called the impure illusory body. Because we're almost there, but we haven't quite abandoned the delusion obstructions yet, because we need a direct realization of emptiness with that mind of great bliss. So it's called impure illusory body. But here, Venerable Geshe just calls it the illusory body of the third stage. They're the same. Okay. By the way, just so we were real clear about this, even though it's called impure illusory body, so for this practitioner, they no longer relate to their external ordinary body as their body. It's no longer their basis of imputation. Okay. The matter of fact, at that time, this kind of meaty, this fleshy bones and so forth, external body for that realized practitioner, for them is this like a house in which their real body, which is the illusory body, resides. So for them, they perceive this illusory body, which is their real body. It's the indestructible wind. They perceive this, and they develop the thought, I. This illusory body is now their base of imputation for their I. Therefore, their ordinary sense of self, their ordinary sense of self, which comes from imputing their I or thinking I on this normal, ordinary body, that sense of self has completely ceased because they have a new basis of imputation. There's still an I, but the meaning of I depends upon its basis of imputation. So even though they can use this external form to benefit others, it's no longer their base of imputation. You know, for example, you don't look at your house and think I. you think my house, maybe my possession, but that's not we're imputing I on this. But for someone who attains the illusory body, this external form is like a house in which the real body resides. And that is now their basis of imputation. Okay. That means their ordinary sense of I, their ordinary sense of I that arises from imputing their I upon this ordinary gross form has completely ceased. They think I only in dependence upon perceiving their illusory body. For this person, their mind will never separate from their body.